the jury in the Derek Chauvin trial for the murder of George Floyd. They now are going to be getting the case, as they'll start deliberations after closing arguments tomorrow. Final choices, decisions, presentation by the defense. Interesting, to say the least. I had Dr. David Fowler, former Maryland chief medical examiner, is now with a consulting firm. He said that fentanyl, methamphetamines in Floyd's system, maybe even carbon monoxide poisoning from police cruiser auto exhaust, they were contributing factors into the death of George Floyd. Not Chauvin's knee on his neck, that had nothing to do with it. Surprised Fowler didn't include global warming in his list of possible causes. He also said he would classify the manner of death as undetermined rather than homicide. That's what the county chief medical examiner ruled. He said Floyd's death had too many conflicting factors, some of which could be ruled homicide. Others could be considered accidental. Coincidentally, this matches a cause of death Fowler gave in a 2018 death of 19-year-old Anton Black, a black man who died after being restrained and pinned to the ground by police. Looking at Fowler's background, he's a former professor at Johns Hopkins, served as the chief medical examiner for Maryland until he quit in 2019. He's now being sued by Black's family in federal court. No officer was ever charged in that death. In the lawsuit, Black's family accuses Fowler of covering for the police department. Also had Barry Broad, who's a former Santa Rosa, California officer. He took the stand for the defense this past week. Defended Chauvin's actions even as the prosecutor pounded away at the witness. That was the guy that used the term that George Floyd was, quote, resting comfortably as he laid face first on the asphalt of the street. You might be one of those people who looked at the case from the prosecution versus the sort of case from the defense thinking, well, slam dunk. Jury might not even be out long enough to order lunch. Just want to remind you. Might appear to you that the Chauvin case, the defense tanked, and that it will be a quick verdict of guilty when they get the case, the jurors. But all you have to have is one juror to have one unanswered doubt for this to wind up being a hung jury, mistrial, whatever the case may be. I know jurors promise to leave any bias at home, but a juror is still a human being.